Hello and welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast, Series 2, Episode
9!
Yeah!
9!
Yes! Nice!
Today I'm joined by David Rees.
Oh, it's me, in the block, aye?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Yeah!
Sure.
Trying new things.
Over in the other side is Max Smith.
Hello there! Yes. Keep it traditional, baby. That's what churches are built on.
It's like you've been conditioned to say it the way you stare at the camera as well. Eyes widened.
It's too much now.
How's it? It's two words.
I don't know, it's just like,
if you can't deal with two words, then fuck off.
And Tom Looney.
Yeah!
Speaking of chaos.
Hey. I do like it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Over in the corner we have Joe McGrath.
Yay, thank
There's
you.
Of that. Who? What colour is your shirt, Joe?
I'd go with maroon.
More like a diarrhea.
Definitely
in
not
what
maroon.
World is that maroon?
I am colourblind.
Oh,
told Are I couldn't you? Be a pilot when I was young, or I couldn't be a fireman.
Oh,
no. Or an electrician,
or a producer,
hey. Or a binman, because you might put the wrong ones in the wrong thing.
What colour is it then?
What?
What colour is it?
The shirt.
It's brown, I think.
Yeah,
like
it's kind
golden
of a,
brown.
It's like a shitted
gold.
Yeah. It's like a Biscoff biscuit,
it's
if
like
you know
a,
that.
Like diarrhea.
Yeah,
diarrhea.
Like the Biscoff spread.
Yeah.
Like, nice.
Diarrhea after a lot of Biscoff spread.
Look, toxic.
Speaking of which, it was Easter Sunday recently.
Yeah.
Well, you going with the diarrhea or the Biscoff bit?
Diarrhea. You know, eat too much chockey. Raw eggs. Max, did you get any eggs?
I did, from a brekkie. No.
No. I love that.
A little reminder, this is a comedy podcast there. You're never too far away from a joke.
Yeah.
Should I say a yoke?
Never been prouder. Even that little nugget I gave out, you know, just everyone was laughing about
nugget,
that.
Chicken.
In the end. Hey?
Don't force it, Dave. No, come
sorry,
on, don't Albert. Force it. You know, just, we're also serious at some points. Sorry, mate.
No, so I'm just trying to think. No, I did not get any eggs. I'm at that age where I can buy my own chocolate, you know. And I buy my own chocolate,
that.
Baby.
I love that age.
Yeah.
Love it.
Did you, Stephen?
I got one.
Nice.
Nice,
which I shared with my mum because she was nearby.
How sweet. How sweet.
Jesus would be proud.
What was the egg?
It was a Mars one, and I should have got a Cadbury's one because
Nescafe, their eggs.
Nescafe eggs.
Dog shite.
Oh, they're not bad. They're not bad.
Ah. Nestle.
They're not bad.
Nah. Nestle, not Nescafe.
I like to draw on my eggs.
Yeah.
With the chocolate. So, like, you break it off, write a love message on the chocolate.
Write a love message.
Oh.
What kind of messages would you write?
Can I come on your face?
I shared it with my mum because she was close by.
No, I'm only joking. It's just like little doodles. Play noughts and crosses, why not? It's fun, little bit of fun.
Yeah.
On your own?
Sure.
Yeah. Fun
what
and games.
What happens to the loser?
You guessed it.
Yeah.
Turn the egg around and you'll see.
Talk about a cream egg.
That's why I hate playing with my brother.
Oh, no.
He's really good at noughts and crosses.
He's never lost yet.
Brought it on myself.
You didn't. Tom, get any sweet treats?
Nope.
You used all your energy up with the intro.
My mum bought me an egg, but I've not seen it yet. So,
oh, that's just a hypothetical egg, really. Yeah.
Well, that's what I said, you know. But she's probably got one.
Gives her more time to carve messages onto it.
Yeah.
So I'll probably have.
Can I mum on your face? What does that mean? Easter Sunday, me and Max went to London.
It's what we do. The big city.
We were filming a pilot.
Mm-hmm.
He got annoyed.
Outside Heathrow.
Yeah.
Go put on the anti-terrorism list.
Oh. I imagine that's happened before with you.
Mm.
You do look like a flight risk. Yeah, just.
But the weight.
There's a glint in your eyes.
It's because of the weight.
It's the way you say hello there, the way you.
Yeah.
The things you talk about.
Mm.
Just you.
It's gone for the unflaked snacks again. No.
Do you know what I find mad, right? You're not allowed nuts if someone's allergic to nuts on a plane.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's small enclosed space,
crazy.
Though, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, true.
It's
that.
Mad to you,
true
but
that.
To them, it's life saving.
Yeah. Selfish.
Yeah.
Shellfish, that's another
shellfish.
One.
Shellfish, yeah.
But I think that's just, you shouldn't do that anyway. Because
no, true.
It's
I was telling Max, a bloke had a tin of sardines on a train once, and I would have classed that as terrorism.
Yeah.
Max, we were improvising.
We were
in the scene. Mm-hmm. After I did my first scene, director comes over and says, "Can you speak less, please?" Which is a great note to get. Great
note.
We're
taking it to some weird places, Stephen.
I was, but you know, when you do it this much on the podcast, yeah, you just thought, I'll take those skills and do it elsewhere.
Mm, yeah. Comes natural, I suppose, doesn't it? It just flows.
Yeah, in a way.
Yeah.
So is this pilot going to be on TV? Is it going to?
I don't know.
From what I heard, it was a teaser. They were taking it to places to show off.
Say this is what you could have.
Yeah. What was your character? You.
I was a paedophile hunter who
could have stopped after the first word.
yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. To be fair, you weren't told that, and I wasn't told that until the day.
Exactly. Yeah, got there on the day.
I think they looked at you and then went, "Oh, we shall recast this one."
Oh, you brought your mate. Oh, we should probably give him.
You can play a paedophile.
What everyone was saying to me, like, "Well, are you worried that people won't realise it's a joke?" Well, don't say that. Especially before I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Because if I go, "Oh yeah, you're right," I'm not doing it then.
To be fair, I was stood being bait for a paedophile.
Yeah, but that's fine.
In the snow, in denim shorts, on Easter Sunday.
Yeah, so does the Easter Sunday bit make it
covered in chocolate?
The lengths we go to. Yeah, can even snaffle a sweet treat. Tom, been up to anything?
Not really, Stephen. Football's back on, obviously, as we talked about.
Yes!
So I've played about 5 times in a week.
God blimey, you're going to burn yourself out.
I am, that's the plan.
I don't have something I can enjoy.
I don't want this anymore. So I've been doing that. I refereed a game on Sunday morning.
Boo!
That was fun.
See any fit kids in denim shorts?
Oh yeah. It's open age, so it was 16 and above.
Thank you for clarifying.
No children.
I've got. I was watching. KSI was on the Bake Off.
With
Jade from Little Mix, and I thought, fucking hell. There's two things that I've gone on a lot about in my life.
Mm.
It's Jade from Little Mix and the Bake Off. Yeah. And it reminded me, you know, there's the law of attraction. Surely that should have been me on the show, not him.
No.
Yeah.
What's he got that I haven't? Yeah. What's the draw within that I don't have? Sure, I would have been, you know, just leering at a member of Little Mix for possibly an hour.
Has anyone else been up to anything?
I went to London.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've done that, Max. Fucking hell, mate. Fucking hell.
God.
Human.
It's now time to slag off a podcast.
Yay! No one's safe.
And, hate podcast.
This week, I was going to give it to Catherine Ryan, in terms of verbally. you know, really going to knock her down a peg or two, or a place or two in the charts.
Mm.
And then something came up, yeah?
Can I just check? Are we? How are we in the chat? Have we gone? Have we fallen further?
You know, when it's that far away, who cares? Okay. Dave, you sent me a clip of the Jackmate podcast. First of all, why are you watching that? hey, here's the one thing stopping us from being number one in the charts. One thing, yeah?
I'm hoping to get on there, slime my way in, and fuck it up for him entirely. And then,
said you've done it to us. This isn't how
great
it's meant
practice.
To work.
So yeah, you sent me the clip, and you know what? I'll get to you, Max, in a minute.
No, please,
because he was having a little pop at you for doing movie reviews and IMAX, and I thought, you know, that's fair game. First of all, what worries me is Dave had 2 chilies 1 week and said one sentence to me during IMAX and you shunned him for a week. Dave is a friend of the podcast. So God knows what's going to happen here when someone's declared war with you. Because I know, you know, you protect IMAX like it's your own child.
Mm. Well, in many ways it is.
Rightly so.
Stop personifying a segment, mate. Come on. And then, you know, I just thought I'm going to sit back and watch this unfold and laugh at, you know, just 2 people going at it. And then I saw they did a podcast where they just ripped off Stephen Lies.
Oh, do you know, that's fucking shameful.
It was the same podcast as well.
Yeah, yeah. Just, you know what? You can say what you want about Max. Sure. Yeah. Don't step on my toes with Stephen Lies, okay? No. My name's in the fucking title of the segment.
The worst thing is as well for that, the worst thing overall because they fucked up, but they called it another name?
Could you imagine if they come up with a one-word segment after that, like reliable snacks?
Oh, God. Yeah, you know what? Two could play that game. Mm. Dave, who's your favourite member of the Sidemen?
Oh,
yeah?
Probably Mini Mint, I'd have to say.
Yeah. That's a clip. Put that out. Yeah. Fucking hell.
What's your favourite meal deal, Stephen? You got a favourite meal deal?
Quavers are fun, aren't they?
Yeah, love Quavers.
Oh, but if I want something sweet, I'll go for Dairy Milk. You know, this is pedantic.
And that's not even how you spell Jack.
Yes, that's so true.
Oh God, if you're picking at them over spelling, mate. Yeah. I feel like they might have some ammo for us. Tom, any thoughts?
About Jack, mate.
Yeah, about what we're talking about.
Podcast.
I was thinking the other day I should wash my hair. But I didn't.
Where did ducks go in his nose?
I mean, I listened to the clip. Yeah, it was pretty awful.
You cried, didn't you, Tom?
Pretty damning. To you, I thought.
No, not at all. Not at all.
As someone who's taken on IMAX and survived, what would be your advice to Jack?
I've survived, but only just. it came at a huge cost, professionally, personally, physically. Just
all the peas.
Just don't go there. Don't go there.
Max, what would you like to say?
You fucking dunce. Yeah? This is my livelihood. Yeah, you can't go at me in a podcast where you nick two of the ideas from this beautiful podcast.
Yeah.
We
gave them their biggest clip.
Yeah,
yeah,
the biggest clip,
biggest views. Yeah. That's true.
It wasn't just the longest clip. 50 minutes of this shit. 12 views.
Do you know what? It's I'm annoyed because that clip was sent a little bit too late for me to fully react. But next week we've got a great guest on, Bo Burnham, and he's gonna tell me what he really thinks about Jack, mate. So just
you're furious.
Stay tuned, boys and girls and women and men.
But not wildlife. In the news this week, there is a new Space Jam movie starring LeBron James.
In the news.
So my question is, and this is, you know, nothing to do with LeBron James, what is the worst celebrity acting performance you've seen?
Wow, good question.
Cat amongst the pigeons. I'll give you some in the meantime. Wayne Rooney, he did an advert.
When were Rooney in the wrestling, when Rooney had to fake wrestle someone, do you remember that?
Oh yeah, that
WWE.
Was embarrassing.
Do you remember that?
To do with wrestling, you know, the acting isn't the best anyway, but when they get celebrity in who has to look mean.
The ex Gillette Soccer Saturday panel doing their adverts, the one where they're at home at Christmas.
I quite like them. With Phil Thompson and Charlie. Yeah,
it's just quite funny because they're not very good actors.
Michael Owen, he did an advert.
Yeah.
Terrific.
Yeah.
What else have we got here? Oh, Lance Armstrong in Dodgeball. So... The problem with that one is the acting was okay, but he's doing this, you know, heartwarming speech to Vince Vaughn's character about not giving up and stuff, and you know, how can he say those lines whilst he's a fucking junkie? Yeah,
that's at the airport,
isn't
it?
Just on the steroids. Yeah, he's a cheat, a scoundrel, and a cheat, Lance.
Which shows he's great at lying.
Yeah,
which he did to everyone.
Give one for Stephen Lies.
Yeah. There we are. There's one for you.
Mike Tyson in The Hangover.
Oh, I liked him in that.
He's all right in that.
Well, I mean, but you forgive him because it's Mike Tyson, but he's...
I don't think any director's going to go, could you do that again, please, Mike? don't look down the lens.
The only issue with that is he's playing Mike Tyson.
Yeah. So. No, he is, but like, all it says is hard, because obviously, just be yourself, Mike.
Paris Hilton, she was in a film.
Oh, God, House of Wax.
That's the one.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah, not great.
The whole film was terrible, so...
Yeah. Not recommended.
No. Movie 43. All the big celebs were in that, and it was just a shit show.
Yeah,
I like the Hugh Jackman one where he has balls on his chin.
Of course you did, Dave. Fucking hell. How are they spelling Jackman?
Jack.
Yep.
Max, could you just hit us with a little bit of headline news? If you can tell me to look at I'm quite surprised, to be honest. I will be, because we haven't got one yet.
Hey!
Headline news! Gustav, the bulletproof demon crocodile, kills 300th human.
Ooh.
So it's got to be somewhere with crocodiles.
Yeah. That's right.
Good. I wasn't thinking along the line.
Strange name. And he's been getting away with it for a while.
Gustav.
Gustav.
300 humans.
Gustav.
It's greedy.
So I'm it's like Philippines in that. They're near Australia, aren't they? What's a French colonised country in that area?
Why
New
French?
Guinea.
Gustav.
Papua New Guinea. Okay.
Like Gustav.
My heart was telling me America, so I'm going to stick to America. But I think they would have killed it. I think they would have shot it in the head. Like
Florida. I'll go Brazil.
Oh, spice it up.
Okay, it's Burundi in East Africa.
Oh, that was on the tip of my tongue. You might not make the edit, but I did mention that. I guess.
Yeah, so basically, he's been swimming about. He's massive. He weighs over 2,000 pounds.
Oh, cool.
And he's over 20 feet long.
What?
And basically, because he's so big,
yeah,
he's bulletproof.
Right.
So they've been shooting him with AK-47s.
That's not nice.
And it's
have a fair happened. Fight.
That's true. That is true. Basically, his modus operandi is snatching people from the edge of the river, killing them, and just leaving them.
Fuck.
Even not eat even them. Eating.
What
them.
A thug.
Not even hungry.
What a thug.
Yeah. He apparently drags people into the water just to watch them drown.
Gustav, if you're watching this, mate, that's not cool. That is not on.
Yeah.
No need for it.
Yeah.
And no one's been able to kill him.
What have they named him?
They've tried using rocket launchers.
Yeah.
And not hit him.
God, you'd think after 100 they would have just poisoned him. And,
yeah.
Or said, stop going on the riverbank, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think back, 300 is a lot for them for him to still be at large. When they know who he is, they know where he is, and they know his modus operandi.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it doppelgangers? Could be doppelgangers.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Could be.
That many people.
I think the only issue is that because he's so big. Yeah. I think he's like the biggest one.
Oh, right.
So yeah. I guess it would be obvious, wouldn't it?
Yeah, true. True that. I didn't think.
Is it boring you, Tom?
Sorry, no, I just yawned. Ooh. I'm sorry, Joe. I'm sorry, sometimes it happens.
Joe, we could have been on us when that happened. You've made a big deal of it to try and embarrass Tom.
Yeah.
We would never do that to you.
It's really upsetting.
I can't think of a moment.
You've got a mic. You can apologise to him.
Sorry, Tom.
But you're not sorry, though. You're smirking.
It doesn't look like a genuine apology.
Pay attention is all I'm saying.
I was paying attention.
Yawning.
And that's why I yawned.
Max.
What the fuck?
Joe's got his wicked way.
Just kidding, mate. Just kidding.
Fucking, you come up with some headline news next week. You're on the internet enough as it is.
Guys, remember who the enemy is here.
Sorry. It's a pointless comment for me. I didn't need
Gustav
to say that. I did yawn
mates.
Because,
No need.
Just tired.
Yeah.
Bless him.
That was headline news.
Headline news!
God, Joe, I'm going to wear you like a fucking thimble. No it's now time for our new sponsor, Babbel.
Babbel?
Like Ryan Babbel, if you remember him, who played for Liverpool.
Yeah, he was the sub-hero.
Yeah, great friend of the podcast.
Don't remember that. Let's read about Babbel. I believe this is to do with languages, Dave.
Oh, and right up my street.
Yeah. Hey, Dave. Learning a new language is our opportunity to make deeper connections with other people. And we can all benefit from more connection at the moment. Mm-hmm. That's true enough. Do you want to start feeling like you're making progress for your next holiday, but don't want to buy tickets yet? Start learning some French/Spanish/Italian, etc.
Oh.
I think etc. is Latin, so they could have put Latin there.
Yeah. Mm.
Learning a new language is an investment in ourselves. Wow, that's powerful.
It is.
What language is that? Philosophy.
Ooh.
Babbel teaches real-life conversations. I could do with this. And you learn through interactive dialogues. Speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. Max, you know when you try and do accents?
Yeah, amazing.
Lessons are lovingly created. Oh, that's nice. That's what you want. By over 100 language experts, meaning real people. Yes, we know what that is. And not by a translation machine. Babbel has recently launched their own learning podcasts. Oh, why are we promoting a rival podcast now?
Oh, no.
Next week.
This is a stitch up, Babbel. The teaching method has been proven to be effective across multiple studies. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German.
Ooh.
Oui, oui. All the big hitters.
Babbel is available as an app or online, and your progress will be synced across all devices. That's nice. That's good.
Tablets.
Right now, Babbel is offering our listeners 6 months free with the purchase of a 6 month subscription with promo code
Stephen.
Correct.
Yeah. Lucky guess.
Go to babbel.co.uk/play and use promo code Stephen on your 6 month subscription. That's babbel.co.uk/play. Promo code Stephen.
Oh.
Thank you, Babbel. I'm actually going to do it because I want to learn a bit of Spanish again.
Nice. So,
we always learn how to say, can I have the bill, please? And where's the toilet?
Yeah, and then they bring you a DVD of the bill. And you go, no! No! God! Forget it!
Fuming.
Stuff from Reliable Source.
Bill.
Ooh!
Hey!
They did that, so they look like they're enjoying this. Exactly. I realised I'm doing Reliable Source wrong, and what I was supposed to be doing with this is... We just get a yes or no answer whether it's a reliable source.
Oh.
But I think you know, it's more creative if we do that.
I like spicing it up a bit.
Nice. This week's reliable source is sweet onion.
Tedious.
Interesting.
Confusing.
No. Well done, guys.
Oh.
Well done. This week's talking point. God, it feels weird when it goes right.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm used to that.
Joe, get the fuck out. Should we all in here?
Can I collect my one word so I can have two words next week?
Fucking hell.
Joe, we've just ate jam together and now I'm at the point where I just hate you. Okay, you had a nice time before and you do stuff like this to undermine me.
Yeah.
Just no need.
Nice, nice, said my word, nice.
No one asked.
You weren't asked.
God.
But you don't need to be asked. It's not a problem, is it?
Look at the YouTube.
Do I get asked?
Look at the YouTube banner, Joe. It's our four faces, not yours. Stupid brown top twat. This week's talking point is cringy moments.
We've all had them.
Cringy moments, you know. It's like embarrassment, but you feel it later, I imagine.
Mm.
Or I feel, you know, I'm in the bath having a little think and then I go, oh, God, why did I do that?
Yeah,
Jesus
cringe.
Christ, yeah. Sometimes when I get goosebumps. Do you ever get that?
Mm. Yeah.
A cringy moment, a little shiver.
Yeah, shivers when it comes back to you years later.
So many years.
It's like, oh, what's doing?
Max, as you're saying so many years, could you give us a cringy moment, please?
I think it was your birthday.
Yeah.
Man's sipping on a beverage at work.
Yeah.
I asked for a pint of beer. He gave me half a pint of Tiki Fire. And they fill the rest up with Mao, strongest beer we had on tap.
Wow.
So, you know, already I'm off to a flying start.
Yeah.
Get to your crib. Yeah? The music's rocking. The people are partying. We're all dancing, having a good time. Ooh, what's this?
I feel like I'm there.
Absinthe.
Ooh.
Yeah? Straight down the gullet. Yeah? Everyone's having a wild time now. We go to fifth. Everyone's down in the dance floor having a good time. Yeah. Not this guy.
No.
He's in the cloakroom. On his own, dancing to the music.
Yeah.
And obviously there's a cloakroom attendant who was just sort of, I guess, didn't know what the fuck was going on.
You were dancing in the cloakroom?
Well, do you not remember the fifth cloakroom?
I thought
cloakroom?
You were just talking, yeah.
No, the fifth cloakroom, like, it was massive. It was a proper room. So it had, like, tables and stuff.
So you were in with the coats?
No. I was on a hanger.
Hey, lads, I'm in it.
Stephen had to get one of the raffle tickets to let me out again at the end.
It's really.
No, the cloakroom was massive.
Surrounded by all my friends.
Why aren't you dancing, guys?
You weren't even invited, Tom.
You're
probably too busy not washing your hair.
Oh, mate.
That's nasty. Reference. That's nasty, mate.
What, fuck me?
God.
You fucking yawned for headline news. Cringy that.
I haven't washed my hair today.
We've turned on each other, guys. Remember, turn on Joe and Jack, mate.
But the cloakroom attendant came to my work a few weeks later because she was working in a place opposite.
Yeah.
And that was because I don't cringe at a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I've done a lot of embarrassing things that I don't care about. Just my face, just all the blood just rushed away. And
where's your penis?
No, my hands. Which sounds worse, I think. So I just had to let. I was just like, I'm going for a sick break because fuck that.
What about in terms of Something you've witnessed that made you cringe?
The cringiest thing I've seen for a long time was on RuPaul a few weeks ago, and it was they were doing a roast episode, and it was
this is mine. Go on.
It was so fucking bad. So it comes to the roast episode, and there's three drag queens from previous seasons that are there to be roasted.
Oh.
And they're like, okay, we'll do a rehearsal first, because these drag queens are quite popular in the world of RuPaul. So Utica comes out and is like, right, my first joke is this. I think Nina, something like that, was one of the drag queens to be roasted. And it's quite a big person. Not even that big, but broad-shouldered, tall, you know, has a bit of weight. Oh, I didn't know you were here. I'll start speaking Welsh. Which is, you know, in a roast, it's like, okay, it's fine.
Yeah.
But then they just...
Bit hack.
You know, just started going off at the two judges that to be rehearsed. So it's like, turn to Lonnie Love, who's also quite, you know, a big person. Oh, well, I'll speak the same to you, Lonnie. Like that. So Lonnie Love's like, okay, yeah, you know, whatever.
It came across as mean.
Yeah.
It wasn't, if you're going to do it, it's just has to be funny, but it just come across as mean. So maybe think about that when you come to the performance.
And then
did it anyway.
No one's laughing. And I think that's the cringy part.
Yeah.
No one was laughing.
For me in general, like, because so often I'm just sat there on FIFA while Devon's watching RuPaul.
Yeah.
And it's fine, you know, I'm kind of listening along and some of the games, you know, get it or whatever. But then every now and then they'll do like Snatch Game or the roast or the stand up. And now it's a string to the bow that the drag queens are supposed to have to be able to do the comedy. But some of them just do not have it at all.
Yeah.
And they have to do it. And it's so cringy. They have to stand up and it's just like utter tumbleweed.
Yeah.
And.
That can be edited though, can't it? To make it look worse.
They can edit it sometimes. They do that in the rehearsals where you think, oh God, that person must have been really bad or whatever. But when it comes to the performance, they tend to just let it play and just you kind of read the room. And so just sometimes when people have to do these characters and they just go down a bad avenue or they just don't get it or they just don't, they've got nothing and it's just, they make it more awkward as well by just...
So
don't help themselves.
Yeah, that was it. It was just awkward.
Yeah, bad stand-ups are always...
Yeah.
It could be funny to watch, but then when they're unaware of how bad it is.
I find bad stand-up worse because at least with them, they kind of have to do a task.
Yeah.
But when you're watching people and they're so unaware and it's just like, I've seen a few that like when we used to go to these nights and there was one lad at a night that you were at and he was doing like political stuff and it just wasn't, none of it was funny. There was no jokes and he was the headliner.
Oh, God.
Because sometimes with stand-up, you can get a bad audience. Yeah. The jokes are good because they've landed like well on other audiences. But there was one lad when we went to Edinburgh and he was the same. He was like a one-liner comedian. Yeah. And he smashed it most nights. But then one night, he just didn't have the audience. It was all young. He's like kind of a Ken Dodd sort of guy. not old.
Not enough of them.
his jokes just weren't landing. He just felt sorry for him because everyone was just... blank faced and that's the worst.
I think especially if you see that person for the first time that night
and
you think that's what that person's got to get.
It's just I hate cringy moment. I get awkward in the like randomest places. I'll be walking down like I had to go shopping for my mate Joe because we were living together at this point and he went go down the middle aisle and find me these vegan mints. And I thought he meant, you know, like you got the aisles, that middle one, and then all the ones in between.
Yeah.
I so walked like feeling awkward, all these people staring at me. They weren't. I just felt awkward and weird. Mm. I was like, I ain't going around counting every individual aisle to find out which one's the middle aisle. He went, no, you idiot. The middle aisle. I was like, I ain't bloody doing it. I'm going to go one, two, three. I feel awkward. And I just the cringiest moment.
Who is this Joe person to have so much power over you?
Yeah, he cooks for me all the time. Right. So that's the reason.
So he thought he could just make you do
control
stuff.
Control me. Yeah, yeah. Mm. And I'd get awkward in the most... Like, I could stand on a stage and be fine, but walking down the street, I went and bought Jenna some flowers.
Yeah.
And I just felt like a tit walking these flowers. I thought people were staring at me. I'm like, it just feels awkward and weird.
Yeah, I overthink that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
See, I'm the complete opposite. Like, I don't really get embarrassed by stuff at all. No. But then just like I get like stage fright and the thought of like forgetting something or, you know, whatever. It's just...
So yeah, that's what it does for me. But these like cringy things, I make it worse. Like I do that with Devon when we're in the shop. I make it worse for her because I know she can't handle it. So
oh, that you may.
It's quite fun.
Yeah.
The ones I hate now are TikToks and just this new generation of it's lads in particular who it's like you'll see groups of five of them and they're all like just biting their lips, staring at the camera, trying to think they're fucking sexy.
Yeah,
they might be good looking, but they spend the time looking in the mirror, biting their lips, flicking their hair around. No one wants to spend time with that.
There's five of us here.
We're not doing it again, Max, okay? You got a draft out of us.
I still don't know what you're thinking.
And people trying to sing, like trying to sing and do like the...
Yeah.
Stuff
yeah,
like that.
People, that, think, people trying to sing that can't sing, but they think they're good.
That does me in.
I think sort of on the same vein, my favourite one's the woman that goes on to Britain's Got Talent as a comedian. She just starts going, I'm going to come in. Garlic bread.
Yeah.
Booked it, bagged it, flicked off.
She's not even performing it, is she? She's just staring at the crowd.
What's going on?
Yeah.
You seen the one where she goes, how are you all? Are you all right? And I go, yeah. She goes, no. You're like, oh, Liv.
Oh, yeah.
The fact, do you know what I hate about that? The fact that nobody in the audience laughs.
I would
be in tears, man.
So it's weird you say that, Max, because sometimes you ask me if I'm all right and I say no, I'm all left. And it's silence.
Yeah, there's a difference between like the awkwardness. That's it.
It's like you're going out of your way not to laugh at Stephen.
Yeah.
It's not cool, man.
Yeah.
Not cool. You know I work hard on that.
PDA I find awkward as well. It took me ages to actually start holding Jenna's hand in public. Yeah. I can't stand PDA.
I'm not one for it. It's just not necessary, is it?
Getting off in the street, so we do.
I wouldn't snog in the street.
No,
I don't mind holding hands.
Yeah, that's fine.
Nah, I must say, I've only recently
rimming.
Started.
Come on,
I'm good at
help. We're adults here.
Put on a show.
The cringiest moments I've seen are usually on TV, and the ones that instantly came to my mind was the first one is a video of an awards due for something. I don't even know what it is. It's not like a big awards, but James Corden's presenting it and Patrick Stewart comes up to present an award and he's talking and then he makes a comment about James Corden not looking interested and James Corden's at the back of the, like behind him. And then James Corden goes, sorry, what was that? And he starts, and he comes up, like right in his face, like that, talking to him. And it's so horrible to watch. And then they're going at each other. Mm. Patrick Stewart's calling him fat. James Corden's calling him, like, unfunny. He's going, say it again, you might get a laugh. And it's so horrible to watch, because James Corden's doing that really feigned smile. Yeah. Patrick Stewart just seems to be a bit out of it.
Yeah.
He's a bit of a dick to make the comment.
Yeah.
That was when James Corden was known for being a twat.
Yeah. Oh,
he's sort of recovered a bit now. I think he's been on his chat show since.
I think I've seen him.
Half the time they're drunk when they're doing these things. So Patrick Stewart seemed like he might have been drunk.
Just coked up.
And James Corden just did not handle it well at all because he just didn't come out of it looking good.
Did you ever see the one with Bruce Willis and Ricky Gervais?
Yes.
Ricky Gervais is hosting the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
And he says something about...
I
think Ashton Kutcher, because...
He's with Demi Moore.
He was with Demi Moore. Like and so he goes off. He's like, please welcome Bruce Willis, whatever. Ashton Kutcher's stepdad.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis comes out and it's like, that was... and he just stumbles over the joke.
I'm going to come to your work and spill the salt.
It was so awful, that. Yeah.
The worst awards one, I think, is when Taylor Swift won Album of the Year or whatever.
Kanye West,
yeah. I've just got something to say. Because I don't think he was on stage. I think he gets on stage from that.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And then he's saying Beyonce deserved it. But the camera pans to Beyonce and she's shaking her head because it's just, don't say that. It doesn't make her look good.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's horrible.
It does not help me.
She's nodding. Finally, someone says it.
She gets up on stage.
Yeah. Just takes the award. My favourite cringy moment, because it's not even that cringy, it's just funny to watch. It's on Sky Sports and they go live to Eddie Hearn and he goes, "Shamo, motherfucker."
Oh no.
the presenter goes, and he goes, "We're not live, are we?" It's just an insight into how he behaves.
Shit, man.
He's so David Brent.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Shit, motherfucker.
Shit, motherfucker.
Oh, that's brilliant. V just laughs it off, and I think that's...
Yeah. That's how you can do, bad, to be fair.
Exactly.
So take the Swift card, just laugh it off.
No.
That's Kanye.
Shimon, motherfucker.
Just pushing him off stage. Just pulls his pants down. Just doing buddy is behind his head.
Do you know what? That's bad. Like at school when people would like... So we call it cacking. Sorry, where you pull people's trousers
down. Cacked your pants,
down.
Did you?
Yeah, I think it's different on those.
You just put shit in people's pants. Hey!
Put them down. But that's
have a load of this.
There's plenty more where that came from.
You weirdo.
Yeah, you're the weird.
What's wrong with you?
You've got shit in your pants.
Pull Max's down. Oh, somebody's already got it.
This one's been done, boys. This one's been done.
Five
fuck
times.
You, fuck all of you, right? No one's pulling these pants down.
That's brilliant.
He's picked up.
Boy, howdy.
I used to shit my pants every morning.
Just so they couldn't get me.
I always had the last laugh.
You're the loser in this situation, guys.
Terrible psoriasis on my bum.
That's brilliant.
Beat you to it.
Look at this grin on my face. That means I'm the winner, baby.
There's no time for Stephen Lies.
Stephen Lies. Stephen Sweet Little Lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Oh, Joe, not that one.
You get embarrassed.
Yeah.
Such a thing.
This week, the detective is me.
Ooh.
Me.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. Okay. I once got stuck up a tree and had to call the fire balance to come get them.
Okay, so what number's that? Bring the fire balance.
Oh, yeah. Fire people.
The fire brigade.
Lila Grey, that's the one. I get them confused. I can never...
And bring
so that was lens. Genuine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Tom.
Walking home from school once, I pissed on a couple that were making out.
Max.
Old man's poo-poo ruined my Mackie D's.
Really good.
Oh, really good. For fuck's sake.
Old man's poo-poo. I'm going to start with Max.
Oh, you're right.
Hiya, mate. So,
that's it.
An old man's poo-poo ruined your Mackie D's.
Yes, well, sort of. So I was in a McDonald's.
Makes for a good title, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, yeah. I was in a McDonald's having a bit of scran, as they say up north.
Yeah.
And... Next to the McDonald's is a sort of not an it's an alleyway, but nice. It's not. It's like a wide
a ginnel.
It's a big alleyway basically.
Yeah,
it's not even an alleyway, a little side section. And I'm meant to meet a friend there.
When was this? Sorry, how
a
old
years
were
you? Ago. Yeah, I was probably about 16.
Okay, who were you meeting?
A friend. So I think Daniel.
Right.
I think yeah, Daniel, and an old man with his carer is walking through. And he stops.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, bit interesting. And the old woman's like, oh, his carer's like, not again. And pulls his trousers down.
Oh, she kicks him.
And his legs are covered in shit.
Oh,
it's
no.
Awful. So I don't know what to do. So I sort of go over there. I'm like, can I help? And she's like, please just leave us. So I'm stood there for about seven.
This happened to me.
They got you too. Those bastards.
Hey, that's my trick. You can't be stealing that off me, man.
Got a bag full of shit.
So,
I was going to do
it. Don't waste it. Don't waste it.
So he stood there for about 7 minutes. I'm also stood there for about 7 minutes waiting for my friend.
Yeah.
It was just a completely awkward situation.
Oh, no.
And my stomach turned, therefore it sort of ruined my McDonald's.
Did you so you didn't throw up?
No, I didn't throw up, but okay. I was just saying, like, ooh, I don't feel well because it stinks of shit, this alleyway. I could have, it wasn't even an alleyway. This Ginnell.
Yeah. What McDonald's did you get?
I probably got a Big Mac.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, no, do you know what? Probably not. This was back in the day where I used to just get tons of like 99p burgers.
Mm. Sexy.
So cheap, probably about £5 worth of them. Yeah,
yeah, mate. Thank you.
No worries.
Thank you for your honesty.
Thank you.
Means a lot.
I'll never tell
until the segment's nearly over.
Tom.
Yeah.
So what was your story?
So once I was walking home from school, right, and I really, I mean, I'll just tell you the story. Yeah. I was desperate for a wee. So this is, we're getting onto the home straight now, over the train bridge, and I'm nearly home. And just before I get home, to get to my estate, you cross a train bridge, which is accessed on one side by a very narrow passageway. It's a very quiet area. No one's ever there. I walk here every night, and I've had a piss here before. This day, I was really desperate. And so as soon as I come in the alleyway, bear in mind, I can't see anything. I get it out straight away. And on one side, there is a straight wall. And it's very narrow, and it bends off towards the bridge. But on the other side, there's a small wall. And I've never seen another soul in this passageway before. But I get out, it's so there to my left. As I come in, I immediately start pissing. And I realise there's a couple sat, which I put like here, on the wall, kissing. And I'm just already pissing. And it was spraying, and it was too late. The damage was done, so I just finished, didn't say a word, and walked off.
What was the name of the station?
Devide.
It wasn't a station, it was a train bridge. The nearest station would have been Cheadlehume. So it was just a train bridge.
We went past that yesterday. Mm.
Yeah.
Did see anyone weigh? We did see someone weigh in.
Yeah, we did?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
I don't think it was...
Tom's still there.
We were there making out, right?
It was improv, all right?
They were filming.
I go really far with my paedophile babe. And when you saw the couple, did you stop?
No, because I was so desperate. It was like so painful, and I was nearly finished, and I thought, well, this is embarrassing. The damage is done. So I just tried to just not even look at
them.
Did
you say anything to them?
No.
Do you go, sorry for wee-wee?
I might have gone like,
sorry
oops.
For pissing on you.
I might have said oops or something like that.
Oops. Oops.
I was very, they were older than me as well. So, if you know, older kids, they look like they're about 16, 17.
And
so
they didn't say anything to you?
They just kind of looked at me, and then I could feel my eyes burning, but I just didn't want to look at them. And so I just head down.
Their eyes were burning with piss going in.
Quite possibly, Stephen. I mean, I don't know that I pissed all over them, but I almost certainly did because, you know, the ferocity
here
of
tonight.
The
wind. Ladies and gentlemen.
There would have been some spray.
He could have washed, guys.
Almost certainly.
Okay, Dave.
So I was stuck up a tree and had to call the fire brigade. So what we was doing, there's a park near me. It's called Grove Park. And we were playing football, as you do. There's like the set up goals. They're rugby. You know the rugby goals.
Yeah.
So we was just using like the goals. And behind us is where the forest is. And we were playing kickball, as you do. And someone kicked the ball. I was in goal. And you know how good I am. I missed. It went flying into the tree.
Right.
And I was in goal. Everyone else was like, you go get it because you're the closest.
Yeah.
It was in the tree. So I climbed up. And I know what you're thinking. Why don't you just get down the way you came?
Sure.
But the way I got up, I snapped the branch as I was getting up. And it was quite a big difference.
Yeah.
Going up's easier than coming down.
Exactly. And I'd already broke this branch. It was still there. But you know when it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
So it was like that. And I was up getting the ball. And I was like, lads, I ain't getting down. I was like, just give us the ball then. I was like, well, Sodja, like, we need to get down. Anyone got a ladder? And I was like, obviously not. We're in a park. So it was like, there's only some people that would have a ladder, the fire brigade. So we called the fire brigade.
Max is telling the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thought we had you now.
Poopy pants.
I was meant to be telling the truth, and we was walking. I was like, oh, "Mine's his shit." So I was like, "I'll just do it." Yeah. So.
Well, there we go. It's another great segment.
Yeah.
Well done, Stephen.
I've got some of the viewers' cringiest moments.
I bet these are going to be awful.
Hey.
No, not awful in the sense
as
of like
cringe.
You hate the viewers, don't you?
Yeah. This one is from Jay Jizzle.
Is it?
Yeah, man. Used to watch porn on my grandma's old laptop, and I forgot to close it down, and she saw a massive African woman with her tits out, and I had to blame it on my brother. Few questions from that.
Yeah.
First of all, if your grandma's got some new technology, how old is this old laptop?
Grandma's old laptop.
Yeah.
It's got the bit on the
you
back.
Say that, I actually got my grandma's friend's old laptop when I was about 15.
Yeah.
It was awful. Really bad.
Just full of African porn.
She blamed it on her brother. It was fine.
This one you kissed?
No, well, no, not that. It wasn't the same woman's laptop.
She grooming you.
I'm meeting up with her tonight, actually. Nah, she's probably dead now.
I think any of your parents seeing you watching porn would be terrible. She your grandma.
Oh, no.
God.
Oh, bookmark that one.
I once saw a fat turd fall out the bottom of a guy's trouser while he was at the till in Tesco. Just plop onto the floor was proper stinky and cringe, lol.
Oh, mate.
Is that real?
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on with this episode? Why is there so much shit and trousers involved?
Imagine, yeah. It depends what state they're in.
Mm.
You know, because...
America.
Me and Tom have seen a homeless person. Oh, have they got homeless?
I don't
think they
have. I don't know.
Shitting against the wall. In Northern Quarter.
Yeah. I've seen two people shitting in the Northern Quarter.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen a lot of human poo, yeah. My boyfriend fucking stank on a night out and he was playing it off as a fart. But when I did the washing that week, it was very clear he had sharted.
Oh, no.
Jeez, just go home.
Are they still together?
It's from Devon.
Is it actually? For fuck's sake. This is too much.
Is this
honestly?
There's too many of these.
Is this the night she wiped your bum?
Oh, she loves it. She loves doing this kind of
she
thing.
She had to wipe your bum.
Undermining me without me knowing,
mate. That this is the at least the second.
She's not,
or third
that's, no, she's not written that, has she?
We could put it on screen if you want.
Fuck me. Oh,
mate.
Oh, bitch.
There's a wind emoji as well.
Oh. I mean, I've never stank on a night out. It's not happened.
Nah.
Sorry, man.
Not happened.
Don't shoot the messenger. Don't shit your pants. A guy in my halls at uni met a bird on a Wednesday. Oh, wait. Met a bird on a Wednesday shoot. I'm having a
stroke. Do you want to start again?
That was embarrassing.
Like Bruce Willis.
A guy in my halls at uni met a bird on a Wednesday shooting night out. The next day, he went to the library with a full-on cheese board for her. I was mortified, and it was clear she was. Safe to say, they never saw each other again. What the fuck was he thinking?
Boards.
What uni is this?
Jesus, it was Eton. Yeah,
yeah, it must be Oxbridge.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. I brought a cheese board down. So.
It's not me, it's my boys. My butler.
He was mortified because he forgot the cheese knife.
Oh god!
Silly me.
I'm not getting my dick wet tonight.
Where's the grapes? I've left the shot enough to pop at home. Oh no!
Are you sponsored by?
That's a fun name, isn't it?
Yeah, man.
Oh, brilliant.
Thank you to all the viewers for getting in touch and coming forward, which must have been hard for them. Mm. Some real tough stories there. Yeah.
It's now time for AMAX.
Yeah. Hey, the greatest segment that ever was existing.
Mm. I'd say it's the original on this podcast.
Mm.
Yeah, of course. Well, you know,
or the world.
I've been listening to a podcast for a long time.
Yeah.
And not one scrap of movie-related news, trivia, reviews was on any of them.
Or this
until
you listened to this podcast as well, yeah?
Before this podcast.
Oh. Or before this podcast.
Yeah, that's sort
and
of the
since,
main... Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah. And then IMAX was born, birthed from the brain of Stephen and me.
No, can you please take the claim?
just two
Stephen's
creative juices just melding and created this thing that's so beautiful.
It's all yours,
so
mate. You've got custody.
You know, IMAX. I'd like to call it iStephen.
I think we agreed to remove my name from this segment, didn't we?
But yeah, this week. Oh, what a thrilling tale. What craziness. I was actually auditioning for the part of E.T.
E.T.?
E.T.
Is that like a food-based film?
Yeah. Yeah, there was Steven Spielberg. It's just really, it's really good.
You auditioned for E.T.
If anyone's seen the film, I think they know what happened.
His finger didn't work.
Ask your mum. And your dad.
That's E.T., you know.
It's full of them. It's full of them.
E.T. needs to phone your mum. Has been watching this encounter. That's E.T. Such a rascal.
Welcome to the IMAX experience. Enjoy the show.
Cool, blimey, governor. Only little old me here at the great Warner Brothers studio to audition for E.T., where I'll be playing the food-munching son of a gun from outer space. Say hello, everyone, to my little son, Oscar. I brought him with me here today to show him how the movies are made. Oh, fucking cry me a river, Oscar. Do you know what Daddy had to do to get here? You wouldn't even be here without the things I did. Oh, look, it's the hottest, freshest movie director in town, Steven Spielberg.
My name is Steve Spielberg.
Yeah, I know, dingnuts. I just said that. Clean your ears out.
Who invited them here?
Look, I'm here to audition for the part of E.T., the extra digestible. I was invited.
To an audition in my office.
Yeah. Damn, Steve. This is one nice office. Better than that shithole I work in. Silence, fool! Don't you ever interrupt me again in front of your betters, you stupid idiot baby. Wow! Who would have thought my baby had turned this pram into the car from Back to the Future and driven into the past? What a genius! Ah, I always loved that kid.
You continue to make me so proud, and I love you too.
What? You're my baby from the past, all grown up. Do you know why you left today, of all days?
I hated that day.
Why? Because I called you an idiot.
Yes.
So you made a time-traveling pram. What else did you do?
And then I began shooting...
No! Killed by my own spawn. Just tell me this. What did you think of IMAX?
If you had to give something a number through 1 through 10, this was an 18.
Nice.
Wow, so much to take in. So much going on. Sound effect. It took me sounds.
And that's IMAX. Thank you.
So.
Oh.
Your son is Steven Spielberg.
Well, you know, through the power of movie technology, obviously... If you've seen Back to the
More
Future.
More than movie technology, isn't it?
Great Steven Spielberg movie.
Didn't that come up in the family podcast?
Yeah.
Before you did get kicked out.
Kicked out. You know, this would all have been laid bare, but obviously, you know.
It's annoying.
A lot of stories to tell for another day.
But how comes he was named Oscar and I got turned to Steven?
Well, obviously he wanted to hide his identity from me when he went back in time.
Is he going to be annoyed about you doing this then?
Yeah.
Exposing it to... dozens of people.
literally 20. Yeah.
Well, after he shot me, I'm not too fussed about what he thinks.
How did you survive the gunshot?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, I moved out of the way, but my recorder got shot.
Oh, I see.
Didn't know as you played.
been playing hot cross buns all day.
The only thing that could have made that worse is the recorder.
Yep. Just you wait till but
and now to play us out.
Max, I can't help but think that you need to, you know, get on good terms with your son after he's tried to kill you.
Agreed.
Maybe a little phone call would be nice.
I guess it is time to put it to rest. Obviously, that happened a long time ago.
Yeah.
Probably about like 1980 really
40 years. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for giving me this time. And
no, go on. You go patch things up. Cheers. We'll be here when you're back.
Oh, wait.
Say hi to Spielberg for me.
Will do.
So basically, as we're talking about cringy things, I thought it was important to, you know, get some help with this. Maybe a little bit of therapy, because going over all these tough moments isn't easy.
No, not at all.
So I've spoken to Max, and we've agreed to get a counsellor for this.
Oh, cool.
This is going to be exciting. Hopefully we'll, you know, get over these tough moments in life, you know, forget the shivers that we all experience when we think about them, and just put it in our past. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Hello, boys and girls.
Hello. sorry to...
It's only me. Count Silla.
Oh, God.
What, strange? What are you swearing for?
It's been a terrible, terrible mistake.
Isn't this a spooky podcast for children?
No, I'm sorry, Silla. This is a podcast all about cringe.
Cringe?
And we
don't know nothing about cringe.
Our friend Max was supposed to book a counsellor.
Oh, a counsellor. Yeah. Oh, I guess that is pretty cringy, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, Max is an idiot.
Yeah.
No, Max is sexy boy.
He's such a dunce.
You know what? It's weird
to call someone else a fucking dunce earlier, and yet he does this.
Yeah, I know.
I tell you two crazy facts. I tell you them right now. The first one is his hair fucking reeks, and the second one is Max actually FaceTimed me to set this up, and I have to say he's pretty fucking fit. Oh, he's proper naughty. I love him.
I didn't know vampires were blind.
He's as sexy as that hair's stinky. He's got some of that stank on it. Oh, boy.
You go for people that are attainable, don't you?
Yeah, ask your dad. Oh, sexy Silla. Oh.
Black.
Oh, I'm not black. Oh. I'm white as they come. And they come pretty white if you go by my Easter eggs I get. That's a callback.
How would you know, Silla?
Well,
it's not up for another week.
I've got spirits in the walls telling me things.
Yeah.
Yes.
You sound mental.
I don't sound mental. I sound pretty fine, to be honest with you. You don't know what mental sounds like.
You look mental, if that helps.
How do I look mental?
Why are you wearing a bin bag?
Why am I wearing a bin? This is a cape. This is a Transylvanian cape. Have you never been to Transylvania?
And did you come here via Yorkshire?
No, I flew. You probably don't know this about vampires, but I turn into little bats. And after fucking someone in China, I came right here.
The callback.
That's a callback to a year ago.
2019 in November.
So you're a promiscuous little bat.
Oh, a naughty little bat, yes.
So Silla, have you got any cringy moments?
Oh, I've got the cringiest moment.
Yeah?
Yes. You want to hear?
Big claim.
Do whatever.
This is a diary entry I wrote about 2 years ago. Ooh, the spookiest of times.
Yeah. Spring is a scary time.
Yes. The clocks go back. The sun's out longer.
The daffodils are out.
Ooh, don't say daffodils in my presence, you naughty boy.
Clocks go forward, Silla.
Yeah. Do I look like a fucking clock woman? No.
You look like any woman with that beard.
Damn, diary. It's been an insane day for the baddest MC on planet Earth. Check it. Count Sears up at the club, doing her thing, checking the dudes and dudettes out, ready for the feast. When this white thing comes out of the crowd, looking like a snack. Not a meal, though. Not enough meat on the bones, you dig. Man's looking proper thirsty, like me at a blood drive, laugh me ass off. One there for all my vampire friends. So this chumped the man some nookie, and I'm feeling pretty frisky.
Whoa. Is that it? Well, oh, you tease, Silla, you tease.
Yeah. So the story goes, back in those days when the sun's out for longer, and obviously I'm spooked, because if I'm in the sun, my flesh turns to jelly.
Yeah, man.
And here comes this guy with his hair.
Today.
You fucking cunt. I've been stood outside on the balcony for the last fucking 5 hours waiting to be let in. Okay. I'm lucky I'm not a lump of lard on the floor. Yeah, you can't spell vampire without re. That's true. Look at Dave dictionary. You know another thing that vampires are scared of?
Go on.
Smell of garlic. Yeah. And there comes this guy with a head full of hair, stinking at the stuff, and it put me off my dinner. And so lo and behold, he goes, "Come back to my crib." Yeah. I turn you upside down, which is how us vampires sleep. So I go back to his, and we start getting close, and, you know, and he's so skinny and so bony. And we all laughed at him, didn't we? Do you remember this? Two years ago. Tom.
Wow.
Oh, you're scaring me now because you're so cross because of what I've said.
You don't like me, do you, still?
No! Not after the jelly comment. I mean, I would have said this anyway, but now I've got a reason to. You can't smell...
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to...
You can't smell vampire without ire, and that's what I've got for you.
Yeah, so that made you cringe, did it?
Mm. Made me cringe.
Well, it's great that you could...
When he took his top off. Oh, I didn't like what I saw.
What did you see?
Oh, just fucking bones. It looked like one of Joe's dinner plates after he's eaten all the meat off it.
Wing.
Yes, and the hair on the top of his head smelt as bad as the hair in Joe's jam.
So many callbacks.
I'm a big fan, I've got to say. Massive fan of the poddy. Oh, it's probably that IMAX segment. It's so good. But, you know, me.
A lot of our guests say that.
Yeah. So one of the best segments ever. So original, so fresh and phony. Yeah. I've just come here to say the reason I'm here.
Oh, thank God.
The reason I'm here is to say that the Jackmate podcast is shite, and everyone in Transylvania thinks so.
Nice to have a vampire.
I'm sorry about the mix-up. I'll have a word with Max when he comes back.
No, don't go too hard on him, okay?
No.
I don't think he can handle it. He's out there sobbing his eyes out.
He needs to be told this was a fucking embarrassment. What a train wreck.
He's messed you around, so we won't stand for that.
Who did you want to reject? Counselor.
But he's caused you to embarrass yourself.
A counsellor. Like a therapy woman. Yeah. Or man.
Yeah.
Tell me one of your problems, Tom. You need to get your head sorted out. Fuck me. There's no help in there, man. Especially not with the stuff on top of it. Oh, it's stinky.
Oh, that was the joke.
What?
I thought it was the joke initially, and then.
Yeah. Oh, that's so. I didn't get there as quick as you, Stephen. All right.
Didn't get there at all.
Well, I did, because I said it, didn't I? Fucking cunt. Fuck me. You do need to get your head checked. Get those ears checked too. Not you, Stephen. Sorry. Oh my god.
Well, that was an experience.
Wow. It wasn't a counsellor, but I feel better after that.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Don't feel less awkward. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, we've all got to know each other a little bit better.
Exactly.
Are you all right?
Wow. Wow. Really good to reconnect with him after all these years.
Mm. Good.
Yeah,
good.
He's very sick.
That was really good of him.
I don't think
he's not an ounce of worry.
He's not long for this world. So,
but you know, it's good to get everything out in the open.
It's good to know your spunk tube's working.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
A little bit annoyed. I'll speak after the podcast, but I booked the wrong guest completely, mate.
Oh fuck!
It wasn't a therapist. It was someone rather abusive.
Yeah.
Poor Tom bore the brunt of it.
She was vile.
Really?
Really awful. Really
you
awful.
Can't spell vile without...
So sorry.
V. No,
the smell. Just...
It's probably sort of overpowering from
there. No, honestly, mate.
Fuck it up. Take a wash, mate, you know. Yeah.
Max, it's now time for you to pull your weight as you ask Dave questions.
It's
Dave's mastermind.
Dave's mastermind.
Dave's mind. Dave's mind.
Bum, 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 bum.
Take a look inside Dave's mind.
No.
Bum, bum.
This is another original segment.
Yeah.
Unless John Humphrey's watching, in which case I saw the yew tree documents, mate.
That's a scrag.
Edit. I'll keep shtum if you will.
What's the premise here like? So is there a prize?
We're gonna find Dave's specialist subject.
Exactly.
What David starred in the Chappelle show?
Dave Chappelle.
Nope. David Broom. What David starred in Friends?
Dave Ross.
Nope. David Schwimmer.
Damn it.
What David has a strong career working with the WWF?
David Walliams.
David Attenborough.
Shit.
What famous Dave captained the England football team?
David Beckham.
Dave Watson.
Damn it.
What famous David sang We Can Be Heroes?
Dave Malowski.
David Bowie.
Damn it.
What famous David fucked a pig?
David Cameron.
Yeah.
What famous Dave is suing Not the Francos?
David Reese.
Dave Franco.
Shit.
Who does Jack P. Shepherd play?
Dave.
David Platt. What famous Dave loves his stats?
Statman Dave.
Ding. What famous David was in a glass box for 40 days?
David the magician. David with the nails.
David Blaine. What famous David can get you a great deal?
David Bilowski.
Dickinson. What David raised the greatest son of all time?
David Wilson. Wilson.
No. What famous David could bend it like Beckham?
David Beckham.
Ding. What famous David played the titular role in Doctor Who?
David Tennant.
Time.
Oh, that
was
that
in.
One.
That was in. I think you got four.
Yes.
Nice. Six.
Well done, Max. Well done, Dave.
Thank you. Thank you.
Four.
Thank
you.
Dave. Dave's. Dave's. Dave's.
Dave.
It's now time to do a line of beak in your ears.
Oh,
it's Tom Looney.
Yeah, strap in, everyone. This week, I have left it up to the great British public to give you the top five moments, as voted for by them. Top five most embarrassing, awkward moments for British people.
That's insane.
Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh, sounds like a BuzzFeed article.
Nah.
No, it wasn't. I tried BuzzFeed. It took about 5 hours. BuzzFeed was useless. Found this in a newspaper. A reputable one.
Okay.
Number five. Spilling coffee on a fresh white shirt first thing in the morning.
Oh God
damn it.
Has anyone been there?
I always drink topless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I merely scorch my skin.
For me, it's toothpaste.
Toothpaste.
Yeah. Like, oh no.
It looks like you went to do that.
Yeah.
You're trying to make yourself late.
It's all right if you've got a white toothpaste.
Yeah, but we have the charcoal one.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, I stay away from white shirts in general just because how easy it is to get some on them. Yeah.
And the clan.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, number four, this is a corker.
The clan.
Forgetting to put a phone on charge overnight so the alarm doesn't go off.
Cringe.
was so awkward. It's awful. It makes me sick just thinking about it. But you think that was bad. Number three, misjudging the weather and wearing a jumper on a hot day.
Imagine wearing a jumper all the time.
The thing is, they're usually glued on as well, so you can't take them off.
What's that with it? When it's hot?
Yeah. Oh, I'm wearing a jumper. Oh, do you know what I mean?
Get him, Dave, you get him.
One thing.
Number two, forgetting a friend's birthday / anniversary.
Done that many a times.
And
cringe.
And the most embarrassing moment, as voted for by British people, returning a wave only to realise that they were waving at someone else.
Yeah. I remember when I took it back to the Mediterranean Sea and it said, I was waving at you.
That is probably the only cringy one.
That's the only one that's cringy.
That's the only one that was really
I was cringing at the list. There was 25 of them.
Don't you cringe when you forget to write your plans?
My cringiest moment is forgetting to put the dishwasher on.
Dishwasher? Proper cringy. Owning a dishwasher in the first place, mate, is pretty embarrassing.
The poor genie.
It sounds like a shit Aladdin.
I don't like it, but you ever done it where you call for your mate and they go, oh, James, and then it's not James.
Yeah,
it's been just there. Someone else. Wow. It's quite stocky and...
James
isn't
stocky.
No, my mate back at home. Borat's the king of cringe, isn't he?
Yeah.
I've seen her.
Who's the queen?
Probably Nicki Minaj.
Not gonna catch Dave out today.
Always ready.
Fucking
always
London,
ready.
No further questions. Our penultimate segment this week. It's something different. Let's put it to the max.
Put it to the max. This is from Sam. Wagwan puffed a spoon as. I've got a situation here which has been bouncing in my mind like a 4-year-old Stephen on a trampoline.
Yeah, I used to love that shit.
Yeah. I was at my grandparents' for Easter Sunday lunch and my sister got up and uncle had a look at her sweet cheeks. Just to say, my uncle is single and lives alone. What should I do? Should I call the police? I'll tell my sister. I don't know.
Tell your dad.
I feel like we need to act this out. Should we be at the family dinner table?
Yeah.
Tom, who do you want to play?
I'll play dad.
Okay.
Do you want to be the uncle?
Yeah.
Okay, you're the uncle. I'll be the sister.
Yeah, I was going to say, makes sense.
Yeah, because I play the pedo hunter, so
yeah, and I'll just be the son that's looking around.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we ready?
You're the middle child.
Yeah. Max, do you want to just stand up for a second?
Oh, uncle, that's my sister. That you don't do something like that up the dinner table.
Well, can we do it? In the back of the gun.
You take me with you.
So you go for a second, we'll just have a little chat about you.
Daddy, what the heck is my brother written on my Easter egg? I'm so confused.
I told you to do it in mine, not hers.
I got confused.
I thought she was a little bit older.
Look,
I'm 37. I've got a thyroid problem.
I thought you were acting.
She's one of those people.
It's Easter Sunday. I'm so hungry for the Sunday roast.
Dad, did you see what your brother just did?
I'm aware.
What are you going to say?
Well, you know, I've told you about wearing these provocative outfits.
Oh, I'm sorry, Daddy.
I love those bunny ears.
It's just who I am as a person.
They do something for me.
Oh, I'll never change.
Do you want to hop over here, little buddy?
Oh, yes.
Go on. Go sit with your uncle.
What the heck?
Go sit on his lap.
How much is he paying you? I'll pay you double.
I don't know what to do. I'm in an awkward situation.
Yeah, grab the camera, lad. Earn yourself £15.
Did you shit yourself when you stood up?
I'll never tell.
We can tell. Yeah. You fucking trollop. Have some self-respect.
Wait, is that how you looked?
No relative is going to want to shag you if you go around shitting yourself.
Oh, that's what I learned from Max.
You've got no respect for me or for yourself.
No, clearly not. You're up at crack of dawn on a ladder peeking through my window.
Your cousin Dawn shouldn't have told you about that. Leave it out of this dilemma.
Now that she's out of action, can I wank you off or something?
There you go, Sam. It sounds like it's your sister's fault. Maybe she needs to take a look at herself.
And if she doesn't want to look at herself, I'm sure the uncle will. Yeah,
maybe exactly. Your uncle is a doctor and he was checking for hemorrhoids.
Yeah, I like the uncle in that.
Gynecologist?
I didn't see him as a problem there.
Confidence boost.
To be fair, you know, if he's 37, then he's...
I don't think that was factual.
No. Went on a limb there.
Also, I think the main thing about this is don't start emails with Wagwan Spoonie Puff as well.
And we might take it seriously. Yeah.
For quite a while there, Max was thinking, when did I write this?
I was, yeah. Was it you?
No, it was just a genuine email.
Genuine email.
That's
not good. So, call the police.
Yeah.
I'll tell your dad or mum.
Yeah, I'll go over your dad. Hopefully, he's more supportive.
Oh, whoever's relative it is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
don't speak to the uncle. That's not.
And tell your sister, say, watch out.
Yeah, be careful.
Uncle Tom's about.
Yeah. Hey.
Knowing all the ages in this would help to advise you, maybe.
For our roles, mainly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Final question time. It's the final question.
Thank you, Joe.
If you could erase one moment from your life, what would it be?
Ooh.
How long's this moment?
Oh, I don't know.
Just like, it's got to be a moment, like, you know, within an hour of a day. One moment.
Yeah. 9 o'clock.
You like it. Never liked it.
When I rode into a bike. No, I was on a bike. Yeah. And I rode into a lamppost.
Yeah.
That was quite upsetting. Mm. That hurt.
Embarrassing as well.
Yeah. I was crying. I was about like 10 or whatever.
Push you.
And a woman come out because she heard me crying. And then she walked me all the way home, bless her. And the thing is, my parents weren't in.
God, this sounds dark.
No, they was. They were just in the back garden.
Should I just leave it on that? We don't really need to go on anymore, do we?
I regret... putting sun in my hair for second year because it just makes you, if you've got brown hair or dark hair, it just makes it go ginger. I'm sorry.
Sun in?
Yeah. Yeah, so I made my hair ginger. Oh, it's not actually that.
Did it ever recover?
Also, like your mousy brown.
It has recovered to an extent, but God, yeah.
Has it actually? Do you think this can't have changed it at all?
If you watch me in the prank video on Ryan,
yeah,
then you can see it's a different shade.
Wow. I go blonde in the summer.
Yeah,
that's what I'm.
Fuck you.
I'm one of those German people.
Yeah,
yeah. Blue eyes.
Oh yeah, I go on holiday in the summer.
that laugh before.
Wait a minute.
It's true. It's all true.
Go on, Max.
I was living on my own in Portsmouth for a bit. And I was sick. And I had a bucket.
And nobody could help me.
Yeah, we laugh. I had a sick bucket in my room. It was like a sick bucket in my room that was like a bucket you'd use for the sink. No, one of those sort of
bucket sinks.
Yeah.
Was this a permanent fixture?
Yeah. Oh,
it was overflowing by end of week.
The landlord lived there, and his friend was around. And the landlord's girlfriend came round, and she didn't like this friend, so he was like, right, get the fuck upstairs. So he was drunk, and he came into my room.
Oh.
And I'm like...
Was this in a flat, or you had a room?
I had a room in a house. It was like a house share.
Right, okay.
But I didn't really know this guy.
Up to a moment.
So he came barging in, tripped over the sick, over my carpet.
Oh, no.
And I was like, I'm not fucking paying for that. Yeah, your friend, who the fuck's this guy?
Did you end up paying for it?
No. I left the next week.
Left him a note.
So I'd probably erase that, maybe.
Yep.
Thank you very much for watching what's been a really cringy podcast. I'm just joshing.
Yeah. Josh?
Charge your phone tonight.
Joking,
Oh no!
That's proper naughty.
Check the weather.
Don't wear a jumper.
There's a boy.
I've been joined by David Rees.
Oh yeah, it's your boy.
It's your boy.
It's your boy.
It's Mark.
Max up. Smith.
Thanks, guys, for watching. Great podcast. Next week, we've got Bo Burnham.
Woo!
And we'll get to the bottom of this Jack Make Your Happy Hour shit.
Yes. Tom Looney.
Looney.
Bonkers. And we, Joe McGrath, over in the corner. Clapping has hands.
All over. And who else have we been joined by?
Oh, Count Silla, yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Silla.
And Stephen Try.
Stephen Try.
Stephen Try. Trying to get my name away from this.
Ciao.
Goodbye.